got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be
seen in this
dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is Reach Radio. Real estate education and community housing is what that stands for. Just thought you'd like to know that we assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Of course, our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The number for Reach is 561-491-1670. The website is www.reach4housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Visit our website and find out what we've got to offer you. Today, we're going to discuss how we should prepare for hurricane and what first-time home buyers need to know about purchasing a home. As usual, we have some of the best guests and experts on our show to help you out in reaching the American dream of home ownership. And that's what we're here for, to assist you in that. A little later in the show, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. So, that's what we're doing so far. Let's take a look at what's happening in South Florida's real estate news. For the latest headlines, here's Reach Radio's Dr. Mort.
Okay, well, here's a few of the headlines we're going to be talking about at the bottom of the hour. The headlines for the bottom of the hour are: which Boca Raton mortgage broker was in federal court on a criminal complaint this week? The judges have loan modifications orders that have the banks scrambling. And what about housing discrimination? A little bit more subtle, says a HUD report. And Florida is still number one in vacant foreclosed houses. And there's a preview of the Reach Radio news. I'm Dr. Mort, now more Reach Radio with handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Stop that. You're making me feel good, you know? All right. Well, coming up on the show today, we have Marcia Griffin, the president and founder of Home Free USA. She will tell us about how you can purchase your own home. And Amanda Kleinrock will cover the do's and don'ts of foreclosure law. And Lisa Bond gives us tips and advice for the hurricane preppers. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reach4housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reach4housing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reach4housing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reach4housing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I am Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to let you know that we have many, many programs at the Reach Factory that can help you obtain the American dream of owning your own home. And just to let you know, We have homeowner and buyer classes in Spanish, English, and Creole. We have, REACH has received numerous awards from Home Free USA and the Spanish Chamber of Commerce as an outstanding nonprofit organization. And that's what we do. We are HUD-approved, a HUD-approved credit agent counseling agency, and active in helping you find a home or stay in the home that you already have and help maintain that home. Call REACH today and discover how REACH counselors and experts can assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. Call their offices today at 561-491-1670. Okay, our first guest is a recognized home ownership expert. She has been featured on radio, television, and faith-based events, serving as a bridge between lenders and the community. Marcia Griffin addresses the rate of foreclosures and targeted with education, distinctive marketing strategies, and lender advocacy. Marcia, welcome to REACH Radio.
How are you?
Well, we're having a great day down in sunny South Florida. I'd like to know how the weather is up there in Washington, D.C.
Well, the weather is a bit rainy. I'm sure it's not quite as nice as it is down there in Florida. But I must say, Alan, that I'm very energized by the spirit of REACH Radio. And I hope that your listeners are getting a lot of information every Saturday. And I would highly, highly, highly recommend that if they have any questions, issues, or concerns about home buying or foreclosure, that they call you guys. So that's just an added plug because you got me so passionate.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. How much do I have to pay you for that?
not a dime.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, you know, you're the president and founder of Home Free USA. What induced you to dedicate your life to assisting those who are not able or otherwise able to achieve the American dream of home ownership? I know it's your passion.
Yeah, you know, that's a really excellent question. Honestly, my husband was in the mortgage servicing business, so that's the side of the business. You buy your home from the mortgage industry. The terminology is that's where you originate the loan when you first get your home. And then when you start paying on the loan, that's another part of the lending company. It's called a mortgage servicer. So, you know, you pay them generally for 15 or 30 years. So Jim, my husband, had a mortgage servicing company. And honestly, guys, I found that that number one, this was even back, you know, towards the early part of the 2000s, that people were having difficulty then. I mean, things happen in our lives. You know, get divorced or get sick or lose your job or get a job that's paying less than what you were paying before. And people really need some help, they need some advice, they need some encouragement, and they cannot get that, will not get that from the mortgage industry. I mean, these guys are in business to just close a loan and to collect the money for 30 years. So when Jim was in the mortgage servicing business, I saw this void. I mean, in terms of helping people, and I thought that organizations like REACH, Home Free USA, and there are many others across the country, that we could really be a catalyst and a link between the mortgage industry and consumers, home buyers and homeowners, a very worthwhile link, a very profitable link, and a link that would perform for both parties to make sure that the consumers were well protected. We're a nonprofit, we're a public benefit corporation, and also that the lenders are doing good. We feel, as with REACH and the other nonprofits, particularly HUD-approved nonprofits, that, you know, you can do well and do good at the same time, and this is what we preach and teach in the mortgage industry. So our job is to strengthen the consumer, and when the consumer is strengthened and when the consumer has the confidence and everything in place, you know, to clearly understand what they're doing, when they have options, then they can really get a good loan. The lender is happy because, you know, they've got a person who we pretty much feel will be able to keep the homes. And more than anything else, if the person that we work with has a problem at any point after they get into their home, they have someone to call. What better resource to have?
Well, Home Free USA is a HUD intermediary with more than 60 affiliates. So you've done a fairly good job of spreading out all over the country. 60 affiliates, that's almost one in every state, right?
Well, it's almost one in every state, but really we have a number in Florida, but REACH is one of our strongest ones down there, particularly in South Florida. And, of course, you guys have tentacles and many other areas in Florida. But Florida is a very important state. It's a large state. It's a very, very multicultural, very culturally and ethnically diverse state. And so you have to have strengths in Florida that you may not have or need, really, in Atlanta or in Georgia or right. in Maryland, as an example. So, yes, we have fantastic organizations, and we look for organizations and want to work with organizations like REACH, where you've got people who can speak Spanish and people who can speak English and people who can speak Creole, and whatever the language is, we are there for that family.
Absolutely. You know, you're quoted as saying that working class families have positioned our nation as a superpower through hard work and skill. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, look, if it were not for the people who are working in this country, we would not have a country. We would not have an economy. You know, people need to be strengthened, and everyone wants to do better. We just need to know how. And honestly, when we're talking about buying a home or keeping a home, the average person is just not strong in mortgages, and they shouldn't be. And so, you know, I mean, as they say in the Bible, and any very successful people would also tell you that you've got to interact with, you've got to partner with people who have the expertise in areas that you don't have. And that's really what we do. And our job is to provide, you continue working, you continue helping your family, and as a public benefit corporation, we're a nonprofit, that's what REACH is. Look, our job is to help you so that you can continue making our country better.
Absolutely. Well, how does Home Free USA move people up the financial ladder of success and elevate them to the economic sufficiency, ultimately becoming a homeowner?
Well, the first thing we have to do is find them. And that is that's one of the real benefits of REACH Radio here. We need to find you. We need to have you have other people, our listeners, to listen in on Saturday. Touch other people. We need people to touch other people and encourage them to do better. Everybody is not going to buy a home. Everybody does not want to buy a home. But for those who are renting, we can help them so they can become financially stronger. And what do I mean there? You can get your credit in some kind of order so you're not jacked up with interest rates. You know, for people who want to buy, you've got to learn how to save. You've got to learn how to, you know, just kind of watch your spending. For some of us, it just doesn't come naturally. We did not grow up thinking about, talking about these kinds of things. Thus, REACH is there to help you, to guide you, to make it easier, take some weight off your shoulder, give you some relief. Nobody wants to have bill collectors calling them. Nobody wants to be stressed out as far as money. And the reality, Alan, is that we have more money than we realize. And the other reality is everybody is trying to get the money that we have. Yes. So we really need to have some tools in place. We need to have some very easy to understand information that and strategies that we can execute so that we can feel better. Let me tell you, people who have some savings and people who are saving a little bit, you actually feel better. You feel a little bit more secure. And, you know, it's okay if you don't know how, if you feel like you, you know, you're spending every dime, but you have to because this is how you live. This is why you need a reach to go in, and this is what we're talking about, moving up the financial ladder, increasing one's credit score, increasing the savings, even if it's $10 a month, increasing your level of self-confidence and feeling of accomplishment, helping you to get where you want to go in life. And really, a lot of it starts inside. A lot of it starts where we know that we have somebody that we can call, we can talk to, we can that can answer our questions and help us, and who have our best interests at heart. And just by the way, look, REACH is not on commission. Like we all certainly work with loan officers and realtors and everybody else, but REACH is not on a commission. Fortunately, through you, we're able to get some focus and some help from the Congress and from the state of Florida. But we need to be able to show our funders that there are people out here that really want to do something with themselves. You know, the whole media has been very negative about people, low to moderate income people cause the financial crisis. That is absolutely positively not true.
Oh yeah, we know that.
One of the things that people need to do though is be empowered with information and be around people that they can trust.
Exactly. And we get that information from your classes, and REACH has the classes and seminars and workshops and everything that you need to help improve. This is something they don't do in the educational system. They don't teach you about mortgages and things like that. So this is the next best thing that we have. Well, Marcia, thank you for joining us on REACH Radio today. We love having you on the show. And if you want to visit her website, it's homefreeusa.org, or you can reach them at 301-891-8400, or you can just call the REACH people. Marcia, thanks for joining us. After the break, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back. Welcome back to REACH Radio. You know, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, or if you're facing foreclosure, or you're unemployed, REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your credit score is or what your income may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. The number to call for the REACH representatives is 561-491-1670. And now, let's take a look at our spotlight home of the week. Actually, this is a rental. So if you're looking to rent, there's a wonderful little place in West Palm Beach, Florida, in the Via Palm Lakes community. It's a great gated community. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath a condo, I think is what that says here. It's has a beautiful view of the lake. It has a pool with a hot tub. And this property has a full outside porch with a perfect view of the lake. And guess what? It is a rental, so if you're looking to rent until that perfect home comes your way, this is the place for you. Again, that's in West Palm Beach, Florida, And it's a gated community. It's two bedroom, two bath, a beautiful place if you're looking for a rental. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Okay. Reach Radio is here to assist the low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. The good folks at Reach say they have about 87 properties still available for those who qualify for the program. To find out if you meet the criteria, call Reach again at 561-491-1670. So, I can tell by the clock on the wall that there is good news this week, which means it's time for Reach Radio News. And our crack news director, Dr. Mort, is here to reel in the real estate news.
Okay. All right, here we go. How about some news? According to a criminal complaint filed Thursday in federal court, a Boca Raton mortgage broker, author, and owner of Coastal State Mortgage Corporation stole millions of dollars in a loan payoff monies to fund his own expenses. Patrick J. Mansell was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud after allegedly taking money from federal mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over a five-year period beginning in 2007. Mansell would receive money designated to pay off existing mortgage loans, but would not transfer the money. Instead, he would continue to report the loans as active, using Coastal's account to make more monthly payments, keeping the remainder of the payoffs. There were at least 75 instances when loan payoff money was misappropriated and some of his money to use to make payments on his BMW. Mansell is also an author. His books include a fiction series called Bimini Twist Adventures and Diamonds and Cubes, a story about a stockbroker who gets involved in an illegal inside trading during a recession. Previous to recent lawsuits, Coastal Sales had its license revoked in August by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation. The order charged the company with having poor finances and for bouncing checks from escrow funds. An initial hearing for Mansell is scheduled for Wednesday. If convicted of the federal charge of conspiracy to defraud, Mansell could face 5 years imprisonment, followed by 3 years of supervised release and a $250,000 fine. Palm Beach County Judge Howard Harrison's order requiring a bank to modify a homeowner's mortgage instead of foreclosing has lender lawyers scrambling for a do-over and defense attorneys at attention. The order specifies payment amounts, a fixed percentage interest rate, and requires the bank to mitigate damage done to the homeowner's credit. It appeared that the bank was trying to get payments from the homeowner but never really had any intention of modifying the loan, said defense attorney Jeff Harrison. The homeowner who defaulted on his loan said that Wachovia Bank granted him a trial loan modification. But after six payments and a bank takeover by Wells Fargo, he was given different terms, never got final approval, and was never given an explanation as to why the terms changed. Confusion surrounding the loan modification process repeated by thousands of homeowners and their claims of lost paperwork, wrongly denied applications, were recently bolstered by a former Bank of America employee who said they were told to lie, purposely delay modifications, and reject eligible applicants. Regardless of the outcome of this case, foreclosure's attorneys have said they believe the order will push homeowners to be more aggressive in pursuing enforcement of a trial loan modification. Defense attorney Michael Wazlik said, "The way the industry had handled loan modifications, just stringing the homebuyers along and homeowners along and misleading people, is really obvious abuse. Everything is carefully worded in the bank's favor." Housing discrimination persists in the United States in more subtle ways, a HUD report says. Housing discrimination remains problematic, according to a government report, although blatant acts of racial prejudice in selling, buying, and renting of homes has been declining, more subtle forms of housing bias stubbornly persist. Fewer minorities today may get the door slammed in their faces, but we continue to see evidence of housing discrimination, said Sean Donovan, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. The nationwide HUD survey showed that real estate agents and rental providers recommend and show fewer available homes and apartments to minorities, restricting their options and increasing their costs to rent or buy. African Americans are told about 11% fewer units, Asian renters are told about 10% fewer units, and much more higher, Hispanic renters are told about 12% fewer units than white renters. Discrimination is more evident in the buying market. Black homeowners are informed about 17% fewer houses. Asians are informed about 15% available homes. As housing bias becomes more subtle, the forms of discrimination documented by this study are very difficult for victims to detect. And finally, Florida is number one in vacant foreclosed homes. The Sunshine State has more vacant homes in foreclosure, with more than 55,000 than the next five states combined, according to a report from industry data tracking company RealtyTrack. While home sales and average prices have been gaining, much of the good news includes sales by investment groups that have been buying and selling homes in the states, with some properties changing hands several times without an owner or renter taking occupancy. The vacant foreclosed homes are seen as a gauge in the overall health of the state real estate market, as high numbers of vacant home foreclosures tend to have a negative effect on the regular owner-occupied homes in terms of property values and the ability to sell. Well, that's Reach Radio News. I'm Dr. Mort now. More Reach Radio with our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Oh, stop. Hey, listen, what in the world are these banks doing? Oh. How do they get away with this? I'm with all the regulations. I mean, we've been talking about how much regulations the banks have and how regulated they are. How do they get away with this? And discrimination, that's just incredibly hard to swallow. I mean, is it the realtor that's doing it or who?
Well, it's everyone. And unfortunately, the banks have got a very lofty position because they have the money.
Oh, yeah. The paperwork's in their name, right?
That's right. And if they have the money, they're controlling the mortgage loan. They're controlling the paperwork. They're controlling everything. And when now we have evidence of banks lying, Anyway, I've got a little wrap-up at the end of the hour, Mort's Minute, where I give my own opinion. You're going to hear more about that from me.
There you go. Well, you know, it sounds like with all these shenanigans going on with the banks and everything, it would be a good idea to have some great legal counsel to help you out. And guess what? Joining us on the show right now is Amanda Kleinrock. She's with Legal Aid. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Again, this is the second time we've had you on before. It was great. And I'll just let the listeners know that you are a South Floridian, born and raised right here, right?
Yep, that's true.
But you left to go to college to...
I went to college at the University of Florida. I'm a Gator. And then I left to go to law school in Cornell in Ithaca, New York for 3 years, and now back to sunny Florida.
Great. And just to let you know, she's got a little Gator on her shirt. She's wearing
Gator pride.
She is a Gator. Well, what do you do with all this foreclosure stuff that's coming up? Listen to what Mort had to say about what the banks are doing and everything. What do you do when you're served a foreclosure complaint by a bank? What's the first thing
that happens? It's a tough time. Well, the most important thing is, and it sounds pretty obvious, but it's all too common, is not to ignore it. Some people are overwhelmed and they don't want to face it, which is understandable. But it's important that you respond if you're served with a foreclosure complaint.
Well, what happens if you don't?
If you don't, then the process is going to move a lot faster than you wanted to, and before you know it, you may, you know, lose your home.
So the sheriff will be knocking at the door saying,
they'll get a default against you and a writ of possession, and then the sheriff can come. It can come too fast. But if you respond, you have 20 days after you're served with a complaint. If you respond, if you file an answer, then you have more time. You assert your defenses, and the process, it goes on a little bit longer until you establish that they actually own the note and the mortgage, and they have the right to foreclose on you. So important, too, that you respond promptly when you're served with a complaint.
And would it be advisable to get yourself an attorney before you respond?
Or? It would, or to consult with someone. You can also contact your lender and try to see about negotiating some kind of a mortgage refinancing or a modification. But it would be great to contact an attorney at least and get their opinion on it, see what your available defenses are.
You know, I know there's a lot of folk out there that just say, you know, I can handle this. I can do it. But I think, you know, if you're fixing your car, maybe you can wade through it. But something in the legal – I mean, how many laws do you think are on the books?
A lot.
More than a lot, you know. Yeah. So after you've been served with the foreclosure complaint, as they call it, what happens next?
Well, next, what you should do is contact your lender to discuss your options. You needed to continue to be persistent in contacting them. It can be frustrating. You can have trouble getting a hold of them. And you should remember that you still do own the property until it's sold at the sale. So just because you've been served with a complaint and it's going forward, you still own the home and you have other options. You can still sell the property, refinance or modify your loan, or pursue other options in the meantime to try to save your home.
Or sell it, right?
Yeah, you can sell it. You can do a short sale. There are a whole host of options available, and legally can discuss those with you.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, who else could you talk to besides the lender? And that would be legal aid, right?
Yep, you can talk to legal aid. You can also talk to a nonprofit housing counselor. You can contact REACH. You can find a list of HUD-approved counseling services on the HUD website, or you can contact legal aid for more information. But there are a lot of options out there that are available that are completely nonprofit, free of cost, that can mm-hmm. point you in the right direction.
Super. Well, just to let our listeners know, if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions for Amanda, you can call our studio line at 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. Or if you're out of the area, the 800 number is just that, 800-889-0267. That's 800-889-0267. Let's continue with Amanda. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, or if you're in the middle of foreclosure and you're not too sure of what to do, give her a call. And by the way, what are the common defenses of foreclosure? I mean, what kind of shield do you have to have there?
Well, there are many out there. I think the most common ones we see are issues of standing. A lot of times the banks have to prove that they're the proper party to bring the action, that they are the owner and the holder of the note. So oftentimes mortgages have been sold or assigned multiple times, and the bank may not have the note. They may not be able to show that they're the rightful party to bring this action. So we would assert a lack of standing in those cases. There's also fraud, misrepresentation. There's a failure of conditioned precedent. The bank has to show that they fulfilled their duty under the mortgage to notify you that you were in default and give you time to correct it. They need to give you certain notice before they accelerate the amount due and declare it all due immediately.
That's so like a balloon. That's called a balloon, right? or is that something different?
I think that's somewhat different, but there are so many defenses out there, and sometimes people are surprised that they actually have something available that they thought it was just a lost cause at that point. So it's important to look into those and see if there's anything available that can give you some time to work something out with them.
So if you wanted to, like, sell your home, that was one of your being foreclosed upon, you don't know what to do. I'm selling this place. I'm getting out.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can do? Because I know once you're in foreclosure, that's public record. Mm-hmm. And someone that was savvy could take a look into the public record and go, oh, this guy's about ready to lose his home. So,
well, you still are entitled to sell your home. It might be a good idea if you have equity in it. If you don't have equity in it, you can consider what's called a short sale, where you're selling it for less than the amount that you owe, and you have to get approval from the bank to try and see if they'll forgive the deficiency, the amount that's owed, so you can sell that. So there's short sale, there's a regular sale. You can also, if you're determined to stay in your home, many people don't want to, they live there for many years, there are different resources available, like Florida's Hardest Hit Fund or HAMP,
that's
programs
right.
that can help you with paying your mortgage for a bit until you get back on your feet.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a service, too.
Yeah.
Here's something that I was curious about. Can a bankruptcy stop a foreclosure?
A bankruptcy can delay it, but it won't permanently stop it. So when you file for it, the court will automatically issue an automatic stay, and that will direct your creditors to cease all collection activities and foreclosures immediately. If your home is scheduled for a foreclosure sale, it will be postponed while it's pending. Now, if you don't go forward with the bankruptcy, it's going to pick up again right where it left off.
Absolutely.
But it will delay it in the meantime.
Well, I've always heard that in bankruptcy, mm-hmm. the one thing that you absolutely get to keep is your home. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're behind in your payments.
Yeah, it's not always the case, yeah.
So bankruptcy doesn't cure that.
It can delay it, but just it's not going to be a foolproof way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens to your home? Well, we know what happens to your mm-hmm. home. It's gone. But after the foreclosure sale is done, mm-hmm. you're out in the cold, right? It's over?
Well, a lot of times people think that, you know, if they're ready to leave it, to wash their hands of it, that's it. But they can still come after you for a deficiency judgment, the amount that you still owe that they didn't get from the sale. So if your house sells for less than what it's owed, they can sue you for that difference. So another reason why it's important to act promptly, respond to the complaint, and evaluate your options.
Right.
You want to try and talk to them. Sometimes you can negotiate with them, and they'll forgive the deficiency, and they might even give you cash assistance, what we call cash for keys, to help you move out of your home.
Well, banks actually negotiate with you?
Sometimes. If they really want you out of that home and they don't want to have to go through the whole process in a trial, then they might agree to forgive the deficiency and give you, you know, sometimes people get $3,000 or so to help you get out of your home a little sooner.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mort said earlier in the news that Florida is number one in foreclosures.
Yeah,
number
so
one.
So I hear.
Does that – you know, that's a lot of paperwork to shuffle around. And you said earlier that some mortgages are sold, resold, and resold, and resold. And I know that when you go into court, if you don't have the original document, mm-hmm. or if you request the original document and they don't have it, what happens?
Well, it depends. They can do an affidavit of a lost note. They can try to assert that the note's lost and try to go along without it. But there's a lot – it's a very technical, a lot of things that they have to meet to show that. And they also have to have the mortgage and note at the time of the suit. So sometimes you'll get served with something, you find out that wasn't until months later that they acquired the note. Well, that suit should be dismissed because they weren't the rightful person. They had no standing to bring it.
Right. That's like a loophole, right?
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
It's not something, just to make clear to our listeners, that's not something that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that happens.
Yeah. But it's all too common. So it just goes to show that a lot of times they just don't have the proper paperwork and they don't know what's going on. And it's not a rightful suit. Anyone needs to have to bring any kind of a lawsuit. You should be the proper party to bring it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all full of the legal. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a friend of mine, and I won't say...
It's always a friend.
I won't say her name, but she was renting a house and paying the rent on time every single month, and the police came to the door and told her to get out because the owner of the place she was renting, it was being foreclosed on.
Oh.
What kind of protection do you have as I know that's off the question base. If you
don't. No. That's actually a really good point to bring up because it's something we hear about a lot. There are protections out there for renters. There's a federal law called the Protecting Tenants in Foreclosure Act, and it protects tenants who are in foreclosed property. So what we would have you do, we help people also to file a notice of tenancy if they find out that they are living in a property in foreclosure. That notifies the court that you're living there, and it also will ensure that you're going to get served with papers in the future so you know what's going on. You still want to pay your rent if you're living in a home in foreclosure, but the landlord and the future owner have to honor your lease until it's over. If they're the new owner after the foreclosure, now if they're going to use it as their primary property, they have to still allow you 90 days to move out. So there are these protections available so that someone just doesn't come and kick you out of your house.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, glad for that. Anyway, well, you certainly have a plethora of information to share with us on this beautiful Saturday, Amanda. Thanks for coming in. If you want to reach Amanda at the Legal Aid Service, you can call at 561-655-8944. Make it extension 325. That's the foreclosure department. Exactly. Or you can visit their website at LegalAidPBC. That's for Palm Beach County. LegalAidPalmBeachCountyPBC.org. Amanda, thanks for coming
in. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Coming up next is Lisa Bond. She'll tell us everything we need to know about preparing for the dreaded hurricane, since this is the season. You might say she's the original hurricane prepper. So stay with us. We'll be right back to assist you in extending your reach.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. This is your host, Alan Mason, the Housing Heffy. What a title that is. Well, we have with us in the studio now Lisa Bond. She's the original hurricane prepper. She's a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in South Florida, and she knows exactly what to do when it comes to hurricanes. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Alan.
Oh, don't be so meek. I know you. Listen, I've seen this girl with a hammer and nails. Don't think that she doesn't know what to do. You sound awful meek today. Get up with it, huh? How many hurricanes have you treaded here in South Florida?
Eight that I can remember specifically.
Eight. Well, that'd be all of them. No, there's a little more than that, but they're pretty nasty, aren't they?
Well, don't try to age me. Thank you.
I wouldn't do that. So let's take a look at the list of things to do. I mean, what do we need? Obviously, what happens in a hurricane, and I've been through a few of them myself down here, and when the power goes, so does everything else. I know we have water, but how is the water during a hurricane? Do the cities keep their machinery working and keep everything pure, or what should we do about water?
Well, with the water situation, it depends on how bad the area is hit and how much of the water has been contaminated. They do cut water off on several occasions because of contamination situations. So it's really imperative that people collect and keep water on hand. If you get large bottles of water, say like the ones you would use in a water machine, a couple of drops of bleach will keep it. Not that anybody really wants to ingest bleach, but it is already in our city water system. So
Really? You
guys are taking it anyway. You should just make sure you can keep everything bacteria-free so that you don't get sick from any of the water. Some of the people that are out in the rural areas do have well water, which they're lucky enough to keep on. They lose power. Then they don't have access to their well water either because you can't pump it.
That's right.
So it's very, very important that you have water available.
Well, let me just say this. If there's a listener out there that has a tip or some, you know, been here a little longer than we have in South Florida and know some things that we don't, please call in. The number at the studio is 561-844-6167, or the 800 number is just 800-889-0267. And we'd be happy to hear some additional tips. I know when I was a kid growing up here in South Florida, we were always told to fill up the bathtub. And I thought, I'm not drinking out of that.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do that either. I think really the purpose for filling up the bathtub was to have a lot of water on hand to utilize for flushing toilets with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also possibly for rinsing dishes with, or, you know, just standard things, maybe cleaning yourself up because there's no water available for a shower. It's not really potable.
Well, what about first aid and prescription drugs? You know, if the hurricane's down, everybody's down. And I know lately that everybody's getting generators now so that they can stay up and running. But, you know, if a hurricane destroys your drugstore and you need drugs, should you stock up on that? Or what about first aid supplies? Or you never know what's going to happen in a hurricane.
Well, that's true. And a lot of people tend to go out the next day and they're not paying attention to where they're going. They trip over the log in the front yard and get a gash or something. So,
or they're trying to move that log off the house.
That's right.
Sure.
Absolutely. Standard first aid kits have regular bandages, triangular bandages, sterile gauze pads, germicides, things like antiseptic wipes, adhesive tapes, cold packs, scissors.
Standard first aid kit.
Standard first aid kits are really kind of a good idea to have on hand. And then you've got, if you want to get into, depending on what your circumstances is and who you have available, if you need CPR information. As far as anybody stopping breathing, if you have a CPR breathing barrier or things of that nature.
I've got three of those in my house.
it's just a plastic face mask. That's
right.
It's to keep you from any contagions from somebody else that may not.
Well, when it comes,
may not want to.
Right. Well, when it comes to a hurricane, you're pretty much on your own. I admit we are getting a lot better. I mean, I remember Hurricane Donna. Talk about aging. and there wasn't much around as far as community service and community aid. You're pretty much on your own, you know. So we always had to, like you say, fill the bathtub with water. What about tools and supplies? I mean, if you're just a regular old person, you don't have tons of tools to work with. What are some of the key tools that you should have?
Well, you definitely want to have a flashlight on hand. Make sure you have fresh batteries. Make sure you check what size batteries you'll need. Also, if you can, battery-operated radio, again, check what size batteries are required. Make sure you have fresh batteries on hand for that. Fire extinguishers in case of issues with people going out with their grills because there's no power to cook with. Have a fire extinguisher on hand. You may need some tape or some storage containers, you know, anything that you might need that's not going to require that you use any power. Plastic sheeting in case of window breakage, etc. Tape. Sometimes some, you know, you just need a map of the area in case you're not familiar with the area and you get caught here. A mess kit of sorts, paper cups and plates and things to be able to eat with, things of that nature.
Well, here's the most important question, because with today's age and the electronic world that we live in, entertainment. You got a couple of kids. Everybody's home from work. Everybody's home from school. Everybody's driving everybody crazy. And if you can't keep that iPad charged up and there's no TV and no computers, what do you do?
Well, Al, I got to be honest with you. I have two teenagers, and if the power goes out, we're lucky enough to sit and play a game of cards.
Cards? What's that?
Imagine that, spending some family time. It takes power outages. If you all have a generator available, there's also some quick charge items that are available on the market now. So if you all do have access, keep those things charged to their full capacity so that you can reach out to somebody with your phones. As far as the kids playing games, I'm sorry. I'm a big proponent of you need special time after dinner. So,
We should have hurricanes more often, right? I don't think so. So anyway, Lisa, you've been great. And if you have some tips that you want to share with our audience, you can call us at 561-844-6167 or 1-800-889-0267. Lisa, you've been absolutely great. You are absolutely the hurricane prepper, right?
Thank you very much, Al. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, thanks for being on the show. To learn more about hurricane safety, you can visit hurricanesafety.org. That's www.hurricanesafety.org. Well, let's take a pause for the cause as Dr. Mort prepares for the closing headlines and the final stages of Reach Radio News. And that is brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. We'll be right back.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number four, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, I know Blaze is wrong. Ain't got no home, I know Blaze is wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning a home can be a reality when you reach for housing.org. How about that? Did you know that every second Saturday, Reach puts on a free foreclosure workshop? That's right, it's absolutely free of charge. Reach workshops will show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, and how to stay in an existing home even if the bank has served foreclosure notice. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank has started foreclosure, you need to attend the free Reach Counseling and Foreclosure Workshop every second Saturday from 10 a.m. to to 11:30 a.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. You can't miss, no matter what happens. For more information about this valuable workshop, call the Reach offices at 561-491-1670. That's the second Saturday of every month from 10 to 11:30 a.m. in Palm Beach Gardens. Call Reach right now and press 0 for the operator. Well, we are now ready for a new segment on our show. It's called Mort's Minute. And why not? Because Mort's a pretty smart guy. Yeah, and he's got an opinion for you. And we're calling it the Reach Moment, the Reach Minute. Reach Radio's news director, Dr. Mort, what do you have for us?
It's interesting that you guys are letting me express my opinion.
Of course.
Because I've been saying, hey, I'm only reading the news. I'm reading what either is on the internet or is on the news wires. But I do have an opinion. And boy, what is someone to do? Here you are. You want to buy a house for the first time, or you get a foreclosure notice because things are tough and you lost your job and you can't make your mortgage payment. And what do I talk about? I talk about the banks lying to us. I talk about mortgage brokers and servicers who are pocketing the money themselves. They're not paying off loans. What do you do? What do you do? Well, my opinion is you look for legal aid. Legal aid is going to tell you the right thing to do. They're going to steer you in the direction of a lawyer that at least is a board certified and member of the bar and is going to help you. Or even better, you call Reach, because Reach is not going to lie. We don't get commissions from anybody. Reach doesn't owe anybody anything. We can also recommend lawyers. We can recommend the right people to talk to. So that's my opinion, guys. My opinion is look for legal aid and or call Reach. Go to the Reach classes. Get prepared, because let me tell you, there's people out there that are supposed to be helping you, that all they're doing is helping themselves to your money. And with what I've read about the banks today and in past news, you got to be careful of the banks too. They're not out there. So,
well, they're out there to make money. That's what we were talking about earlier. They're not there to serve you. They're there to serve themselves.
That is correct. And unfortunately, in this day and age, you've got to go for honest organizations. You've got to go for people that are truly going to help you. And here's where you think about Reach and you think about legal aid. We had a lovely lady on today talking about legal aid, foreclosure defense.
Right.
They're going to steer you in the right direction. Okay, so that's me, Dr. Mort, with my opinion. And now, more Reach Radio with the handsome host, Alan Mason.
Hey, I have a face for radio. That's what they say. You know, just want to let you know that we are HUD approved, and that's an important factor there. And you talk about people not lying to you and everything. They're very regulated, and they're very watched. And it's hard. First off, they don't even want to try and do anything that's not good. But the regulations keeps them straight. You know, just you were talking about calling Reach. Don't forget again that every second Saturday, Reach puts on that free foreclosure workshop. It's absolutely free. They'll show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, or how to stay in an existing home, even if the bank has served a foreclosure. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank has started foreclosure, you need to get a hold of the Reach folk. Well, that's all the time left for us today. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Also, we want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. The number to call is 561-491-1670. Press 0 to get to the operator. And we'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1, because we're having fun helping kids. This is Reach Radio.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.